Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, the comedians that perform here, and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what helps make up our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Dawn Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I'm excited to introduce you to Babek Bakhtiar from Cross Keys Vineyards. Raised in the Shenandoah Valley, Babek is an East Carolina University alum and the director of marketing. His favorite wine is the Cross Keys Vineyards Meritage. Nestled in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley, Cross Keys is located in Mount Crawford with views of the Massanutten Mountain and some rich history that includes the Civil War. Today, you can have your wedding of your dreams there or enjoy exquisite wines, delicious food, and fabulous events. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you on today, Babek.
Great to be here, Don. Thanks for having me.
Sure. We just did take three because I had trouble with your name there for a second.
It's a tough one. I know. It takes people a couple tries.
I know. Where is that from, the origin of your name?
So both of my parents are from Iran. They were born there and then moved to the States when they were about 16, 17 years old. And then, like you said, I was born and raised here in the Shenandoah Valley. So having a name like that growing up here, you can imagine people were like, what is this? Where are you from? Have no idea. But yeah, I love it here. And so it's a Persian background, essentially, is the background of my family.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful place that you have. The vineyard definitely has stunning views, and it's a gorgeous venue. Can you tell us the story of how Cross Keys came to be and the inspiration behind the name?
Absolutely. So we purchased this property. It was in 1999. It's about 125 acres, and it was overgrown with cedar trees. You literally could not drive a car, ride a four-wheeler. Only way to get around the property would be walking, and you're getting cut up by all the trees and animals and everything that was here. And the goal for us when we purchased the property was to build the dream home that my parents had envisioned on the property. So that was step one. We cleared a little bit of land out and built their home there. And then you can imagine 125 acres. We're looking around like, what are we going to do? We have to do something with all this land. We can't just let it be overgrown. So slowly but surely, we started clearing some of the trees and shrubs out. And actually, my mom's best friend, her name is Joy, hence our Joy White and Joy Red wine that we have here. She suggested planting some grapes to, you know, maybe make some homemade wine. You know, we were wine drinkers, so we figured maybe we'll save some money and make our own wine there. So that's how it all started. That's how the seed was planted. We made our first wine in our garage that I remember stepping on it with my feet to try and crush it up in the whole nine yards. We didn't really know what we were doing, but it was a learning curve. And to this day, we still have that wine in the cellar at the house. And honestly, you couldn't pay me to let you drink it. It is awful. It is god awful. There was a lot of learning we had to do. The best thing we ever did was hire a winemaker after we figured out we didn't know what we were doing. We brought in a gentleman from South Africa. His name was Stefan. And we, you know, broke ground and did construction on the winery here that opened up in 2008. So our first vintage was 2007 that he had his hands on. And we produced about, let's say about a little over 600 to 700 cases our first year.
Wow. That is amazing. So it was a brand new adventure for the whole family. You kind of figured out as you went.
It really was. Yep. I was out there in the fields planting the grapes and picking the grapes and the whole nine yards and everything in between. So we've come a long ways from then.
Wow. And then what is the inspiration behind the name Cross Keys?
So the area is Cross Keys. There's the Battle of Cross Keys. There's a lot of historic, information with this area. Like I said, with the battle, and then we're right off of Cross Keys Road. We actually named it Heavenly Vineyards, believe it or not. This is not a story that many people know. Before we opened everything, it was we had our overalls, matching overalls that said Heavenly Vineyards that we'd always wear around. And as we were cleaning out the property and planting grapes and everything, and as we, you know, got closer to opening up the vineyard, we had a discussion about maybe changing it to Cross Keys, just, you know, based on the history of the area. And there was a Cross Keys Tavern actually that stood maybe 3 miles down the road. That during the war and everything, people would go there to kind of relax, decompress, and it's all about hospitality. So that's why we figured it'd be a great way to, you know, kind of follow up on that tradition.
Wow. Do you have any of that old gear, the swag?
We have the overalls. We have the gear. It's somewhere my parents, I'm sure. My mom kept it somewhere for keepsake.
You can maybe make a display box and put
exactly. We do a tour here at the vineyard, or we used to before COVID. That kind of, you know, describes how we got our name based on the tavern, and we have pictures of the tavern and everything. So maybe we can add that to it as well.
Yeah, I think people would really get a kick out of that.
Absolutely, you know,
it's part of your story. It's a beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there certain types of wine grapes that grow better in Virginia than in other places?
Yes. So the hybrids grow really well here in Virginia with the soil, even on this side and in the Charlottesville area. And for example, Chamberson and Vidal Blanc are two that are very, very popular and they are easy to grow. With that being said, there's not a whole lot you got to do to them as far as spraying or pruning or the canopy method, which we will talk about here in a little bit. But, you know, those are plug and play pretty much. You can plant them. All you got to do is make sure that, you know, once a month you're spraying the pesticides and herbicides and everything on them, and they will produce good wine for you 90% of the time. You know, granted, I don't want to say the word, I'm going to knock on wood here, but if you get a bad frost or, you know, Japanese beetles or anything like that, obviously you can run into issues. But other than that, those are the strongest hybrids here in the region for us.
Okay. Yeah. You guys, I was checking out your website a little bit more, and I came across this. You talked about how your approach is to grow by hand the highest quality of fruit using careful canopy management. And you just kind of mentioned that too. What in the world is canopy management?
Yes. So that essentially is using the leaves or the shoots from the vine to kind of shield it from the sun and from any kind of insects, as I mentioned before, Japanese beetles or anything like that. You can essentially angle them or tie them up with the wires above it to shield the grapes to grow the way you want it to grow. So it's very time consuming and labor consuming because you have to physically walk through each row and each vine and position them the way you want them. But with that being said, the results of it, when you're doing your harvest, you can really see that it's worth it. In the long run, you know, it might be, like I said, labor and time extensive at the beginning, but you're going to reap the reward, I should say, at the end of the harvest season.
That's a great question. How does the harvest season work? You know, from time, you know, you plant a vine to harvest, what does that process look like?
So before you can produce anything, each vine, let's say you planted 100 brand new vines, it takes 2 to 3 years before those vines will actually produce grapes that you can use. So it's not something that, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. It's a lot of work, a lot of, you know, upfront capital and things like that. But it is, you know, once you get to that point when they start producing, they're good for 50 to 60 years.
Wow.
You don't have to rip anything out. They will each year produce the way you want them to produce. And, you know, typically harvest season will start maybe the second or third week of August and run all the way to the first week of November. And when you get into harvest season, it's 7 days a week, nonstop, go, go, go. But then once you get everything in and in barrels, you can kind of take a breather at that point.
Do you have all hands on deck during harvest, or is
yes,
it a team?
Okay. Absolutely. We have a crew of about 6 guys that work with us full time. Pretty much we bring them from February all the way till that end of harvest in November. And then we also use all the staff in the tasting room. So they can kind of get a knowledge of what they're talking about when they're doing the wine tastings and talking to customers. So they know, you know, the ins and outs of what goes into it. And then we also have our winemaker and assistant winemaker that obviously are there for the full harvest season.
What is a winemaker's job exactly?
He's got the tough job of tasting the wine and seeing what he wants to do with it. You know, someone's got to do it. He's drinking pretty much on a daily basis.
That sounds like my dream job.
Yeah, right. Sign me up is what I keep saying.
What are we doing with our lives, Buffett? Yeah.
No, it's essentially, he's like it's a chemistry set. Okay. Honestly, I didn't really realize, you know, everything that went into it until I got into it and saw it firsthand. But it's, you know, taking a percentage, let's say 7% of this grape, mixing 20% of this grape and combining it and making the best taste and most flavorful wine that you can have.
Okay. So the process is you have a team of people that come and get all the grapes off the wine, and then for your winery, where does it go once it from the truck?
So we do everything on site. Okay. We're 100% estate grown and produced. We pride ourselves on that. You know, a lot of wineries, whether they buy grapes or, you know, pick their grapes and send them somewhere else. We pick them, it goes down to our production facility. And then depending on the varietal, what we're doing with it, whether it's white or red, they will be thrown into our press machine, which essentially crushes the grapes, drips the juice out of it. And then the juice will go from the tray into the tank. And then that's where it will sit for fermentation and punch downs and the whole nine yards from there.
That's amazing. Is there
very extensive. Yeah.
Is there a process in particular that makes a sweet wine versus a dry one? Is it about the grapes, the aging process, or both?
Yeah, both of them will factor in. Obviously, for some of our sweeter wines, we add some residual sugar while it is in the tank. So that will sweeten it up. The Vidal Blanc that I mentioned earlier, the hybrid, that one is going to have some sweetness to it right off of the vine. So the Brix on it are a little bit higher. Brix means alcohol content. Alcohol content translates into some of the sweetness. Mm-hmm. So it, like, to answer your question, it's all of the above. It's some of it's natural and some of it is up to us whether we're adding the residual sugar to it, which essentially is just pure cane sugar that we add to the wine during the fermentation process.
How long is typical fermentation process?
On our wines, the longest will be 15 months, which is on our Meritage, which is our red blend. But the average is about 8 months.
8 months. Yeah. I was just like, yeah, that's your favorite. I was just like, looking that up. Yeah. That's your favorite. Yeah. It's the Meritage.
The Meritage. Yes. I like a nice red blend, nice and dry. And for me, we take all of our best varietals, which is the Cab Franc, Petit Verdot, Merlot. And then, like I said, our winemaker's got the tough job of trying it each month to see if he wants to add a little bit more of something or take away a little bit of something during that 15-month period to develop the best wine.
Well, if he ever needs a second opinion, you know where to find me.
I think I'm going to go before you, Don. I think I have priority over here. But you could be the third taster.
All right, I'll be the third taster. I'll provide the humor.
There you go. We'll take it.
Sounds good. What do you find most challenging about the wine industry and the most rewarding? Both sides.
So that is a question I would say, you know, pre-COVID, I thought the most challenging, you know, we're a little bit different here since we have a restaurant. So we're kind of in the restaurant industry and in the wine industry. It's just, I guess, on a day-to-day basis is just, you know, you get some customers that no matter what you do, you're not going to please them. You know, you can come here to this beautiful place, have the best food, the best wine, and they're going to find something that's going to, you know, that they can complain to you about. So I would say before COVID, that would be the most challenging. After COVID, now staffing has been a major issue for us here, as I know it is everywhere. We're not the only ones here going through that issue, but it's just, you know, we're busier than we've ever been because everyone's coming out now, which is, again, a lot of businesses are, but just finding the staff, no one really wants to work now ever since, you know, it's been the stay at home and work from home. Nobody really wants to come up and come to work. So that has been the most challenging issue that we've run into this year. But, you know, the show goes on, we keep going, we do what we have to do. And then the most rewarding is just seeing the product and all the hard work that, you know, you put into, whether it's the wine or the food, just seeing the enjoyment people get out of it, you know, kind of sharing that passion that you have with them. And, you know, even if they like it just a little bit, you know, it makes you very happy to see. So
the smile on people's faces from enjoying time with friends and your wine.
Yeah, we're a destination that people come and, you know, they're coming here for the sole reason just to relax and, you know, enjoy their day, whether they're on vacation or got the day off, whatever it is. So it really makes it makes you feel good and gives you that rewarding sense to see them smiling and enjoying their time with their friends and family, drinking a bottle of your wine or eating some of the food from our restaurant. So that's, like I said, the most rewarding part for sure.
Now, you can't put a price on refilling the tank, you know,
in terms absolutely of
relaxing absolutely and resetting. You just can't put a price on it.
That's, I agree. Yep. Everyone needs it.
Everyone needs it. Now, you offer one of my favorite things in the world, and that is wine tastings.
Yep.
How does your wine tasting work, and when is it open?
So we're wine tasting 7 days a week. We're open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. We offer the tastings. You can walk in and just go up to the bar now. We're so thankful and grateful to have the bars open back now, so you don't have to do it seated or outside. And you can, you know, let the tasting room staff know whether you want whites, reds, sweets, or dries, and they'll kind of guide you in the right direction and walk you through a tasting. We also have wine flights, which are very fun. We have a beautiful patio here, so people can get their wine flights, enjoy the time outside, you know, with the beautiful views, order some food. So those are very, very popular here. And then you can always order a bottle or glass of your favorite wine and just sit out there and relax.
I love it. So great. You have a lot of award-winning wines, I've noticed.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yep.
You are welcome. Which ones are you most proud of and why?
So that's like asking who's your favorite kid, you know? I don't know if I could answer that one, but we pride ourselves, you know, on our reds. Our big, bold, heavy, dry reds is what I would say we're known for. But with that being said, I mentioned earlier the Joy White and Joy Red. Those are our two flagship wines that you can go to any ABC store in the state and get. You can go to Martin's locally. There's a lot of places that carry those wines. So again, I'm not going to pick a favorite, even though the website says Meritage is my favorite. They're all my favorite. I love every single wine that we do. And there's not one that I would say, don't drink that wine or anything like that.
Yeah, I agree. I really love them. I do enjoy the Joy Red. That's probably my favorite.
Yep. Very popular. Like I said, and the good thing about that one is you can, you know, drink it chilled during the summer, and then you can enjoy it at room temperature during the winter as well.
Yeah. That's one of my, that's actually one of my favorite things about it.
Yeah.
You do offer key club memberships. I'm curious. And I think the Laffers would be too. What is the key club membership all about?
Yes. So that is essentially our wine club. You get a lot of benefits and perks if you sign up for our key club. It's essentially you get 4 shipments throughout the year of 3 bottles of wine or 6 bottles of wine, depending on, you know, how much you want to drink. I know Don probably will go for a case every quarter, but some people can't drink as much as me. So
he knows me.
So you get the discounted wine, like I said, quarterly, whether it's we ship right to your doorstep or you can come to the winery itself. We host pickup parties for all our members. We have about 1,000 members now. So they'll come and they get to know one each other, develop relationships with one another. And there's free food, free tastings. It's really a great event. We have new live music. So we do that, like I said, every quarter. I think it's January, April, July, and November. On top of that, you will get discounted tickets to any of the events. For example, the X2 comedy event we have coming up here in August, you would get 10% off any ticket purchases for that. And we do a lot of wine dinners and private events like that, that you could also get that discount on.
Wow, those are really great bennies.
Absolutely.
I love it. We've had a growing number of wineries in the area. Is there a reason for this? And do you think there is room for more?
Yes, absolutely. So the Virginia wine industry, for example, when we opened, there was no more than 100 wineries in the state. Now that statistic is over 400.
Wow.
So the industry is blowing up. We are fifth in the nation, last time I checked, as far as vineyards and actually wineries up in the state. Texas, New York, California, and I'm missing one, is above us. But Virginia is on the map now. We have a sign actually in our tasting room that says, Cross Keys makes wine, Napa makes auto parts. So it's
like
kind
that.
Of a little dig at Napa Valley. But yeah, I think to kind of clarify on your question, I think there's unlimited growth, I should say, for the Virginia wine industry itself and for vineyards across the state.
That's exciting to think about, especially for wine drinkers like that.
Absolutely, yeah. Everywhere I go, I see there's a new winery or a new vineyard there. So
I know, they keep popping up. It's beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah, Cross Keys is a really great place. It's not just for events, not just to hang out with your friends and enjoy fabulous food and fabulous wine, but you also can provide the wedding of someone's dreams. So I'd like to have you talk a little bit about, if someone should book a wedding with you, what would they get and what should they expect?
Absolutely. So we are a little bit different than most event venues, given the fact that we have a full service restaurant here. And we are a winery, so we kind of customize everything to the couple that's booking. Depending on the food they want to get, the wine they want to get, it's all done in-house. We have an event coordinator that will work through all the details and all the ins and outs of the wedding. Obviously, there's a lot that's going on, but we try to make it as easy as possible. Again, with having the food in-house, you don't have to get a caterer, all the wine and liquor done in-house, and having that event coordinator. So it's a one-stop shop for everything you need as far as weddings.
That's great. And beautiful views.
Yes, absolutely. You can't beat them, right?
That's right. You can't beat them. Yeah, you have fabulous events too, in addition to that, like the X2 comedy shows. But there are other events. Can you talk a little bit about the other types of events that folks can enjoy and how they can find out more about them and where to buy tickets?
Absolutely. I'll start it off with our most popular event that we do once a month. We do a salsa night, which is very, very fun. We get close to 400 to 500 people each one of these events. We do it out on our courtyard. It consists of lessons for people that aren't experienced, for people like Don and myself that are experts. You can just get up there and start dancing with everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
you can, you know, order food, do the wine tastings, the whole nine yards. It's a very fun evening that we have here. And all the information and tickets are online on our website. And we also post on social media, our Facebook and Instagram page. And then in addition to that, we host live music on Fridays and Sundays. So again, pretty much every Friday throughout our season, we'll have live music from 5:30 to 8:30. And then on Sundays from 1 to 4 p.m., for our Sunday brunch, which is another very popular event that we have. But again, all the information is on our website and social media.
Yes. And what is your website and social media?
CrossKeysVineyards.com is the website where you can find everything you're looking for as far as our history, our events, our wines, our bistro menu, and everything in between. And then our Facebook page is Cross Keys Vineyards as well. And then Instagram, I believe, is Cross Keys Wines. About 90% sure on that. So I might have to get a clarification. But if you type in Cross Keys Vineyards, I'm sure it'll pop up.
Yes, yes. And I'll look that up too and put that in the show notes. So you'll be able to find their website information and all of that. So if you're driving and you can't really write it down right now or look it up, you can always go to the show notes to get that information. Yeah, this has been really great. I'm so glad that our laughers get to see a face behind Cross Keys. Well, not see, but listen to a voice, I should say, behind Cross Keys Vineyards. Thank you.
Yeah.
One day we'll have video too. It's really been a pleasure.
Of course, Don. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's really great. Such a pleasure. Such a pleasure. We got to learn.
Absolutely.
Yes, all about the wines and about Christ.
Looking forward to the event.
Yes, me too. And laughers, you can catch the next exclusive X2 comedy show available only at Cross Keys Vineyards on August 12th. This show features two award-winning, sought-after comedians, Winston Hodges out of D.C. and Joel Byers out of Atlanta, Georgia. Yours truly will host, and JMU professor Chris Womack will open for these two comedy powerhouses. Don't miss out on pairing your wine with their punchlines. Buy your tickets today at crosskeysvineyards.com. We'll be sure to put info in the show notes as well, and we will see you there. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring a show to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share us with a friend. Until next time, cheers.